This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
When I say bed and breakfast, what comes to mind? Bed, breakfast. But what else? What else comes to mind? Typically, kind of an older building, usually a mansion or a Victorian type style home. Several rooms. And then naturally, yep, ghosts. Why is that? I think logically, if we're to look at it and make a guess, just age of a building and the possibility of that old building having quite a history. A lot of bed and breakfasts were once stately manors, stately homes for some very wealthy people of their day. And likely a lot of things occur in those lives of those people that had those manners, sometimes good, sometimes bad, as is for everyone, but sometimes fairly dramatic things happen. And sometimes really not much at all, but just a love of a property that this is where you live. This is what you've worked for, and this is your home. And even when you're gone, you may still want to be there. That's what we hear about in our next story. A couple goes to a bed and breakfast, and then, yes, they experience a haunting. Take a listen. Hey, Tony, you've shared a couple of my stories, and I appreciate it. I recently submitted a story my wife told me happened to her while working at a hospital. I guess we have a history of paranormal experiences. This is a story that literally just happened to me this weekend. My wife and I recently celebrated our third wedding anniversary. We were particularly excited about this anniversary, as the previous year, we didn't go out or anything during the pandemic. We had just had our daughter. She's now one and super amazing, but we were happy to leave her at grandma's for a night so we could relax. We have a favorite hotel that we've stayed at least once a year at since our honeymoon. Without giving away the name or anything, because I don't know if they want a haunted reputation, it's one of the old mansions in the capital city of our state. They converted this giant 20-room mansion into a bed and breakfast, complete with a library with books and DVDs for you to check out and read or watch in your cozy room. Each of the rooms are themed after various state parks and national parks. They even use a stone from the national parks in the rooms. We stayed in the Canyonlands National Park room, which had a red sandstone tile stairway leading to a bathroom with a red sandstone bathtub. I guess originally this mansion was built by a rich Irish family that immigrated here in the late 1800s. It's an amazing building. As we were checking into the hotel, the host reminded us and remembered us from the previous time we were there on our honeymoon and various other visits that we had spent there. We filled out a little form for our custom breakfast request the next morning, then he gave us our key. We walked to our room, super familiar with the mansion at this point. We walked down a plush, winding, grand staircase complete with scarlet carpet and mahogany railings, stained glass windows, along with a giant chandelier. It's insane to me that someone built and lived in this house, especially like 130 years ago. Being we were staying there on a Monday night and still in the middle of COVID, the host told us that there were only two other couples staying in the whole house, which has four stories, by the way. We made our way to our door, which I opened with an old skeleton key. The door had the kind of lock that you can peek through the keyhole by the doorknob, if that makes sense. It's a wicked cool place. We were excited to be in our sandstone room again for the second time, including our honeymoon. I placed our bags on the bed and opened the window shades, which revealed a sandstone balcony overlooking the entire city. We'd spent the morning at a local ski resort town where we had our first ever couples massage and went and did some shopping. We'd been driving quite a bit and were a bit worn out. We decided to just chill out for a little bit before we went off for dinner. As we were relaxing, I noticed my phone, which was charged to 80% when we arrived, was depleted almost completely. I quickly charged the phone. My wife noticed her phone battery and her watch battery were depleted as well. Weird, we both said. I thought these were charging up more. We didn't think much of it and just waiting for them to charge. And once they charged, we decided now was a good time to eat. So we went off to a local shopping area just a walking distance away to get some Mexican food. The weather was nice up until this point, but it had gotten cloudy and started snowing. We got our food, ate it rather quickly, walked back to the mansion where we let ourselves in with the key we received when we checked in. We made our way to our room, surprised that we ran into literally no one in the halls or on the grand staircase. If I didn't know better, I would think this place was abandoned. We got to our room and decided we would start a romantic bath. It was our anniversary, after all. Put some bubbles in the bath and we're, hanging out. When my wife suddenly said, rather frantically, "Wait, did you hear that?" To which I responded, "Hear what? That? Did you hear that?" I said, "You mean the drain? The drain plug kind of sucks." "No," my wife said. "It was a woman's voice. I heard a woman's voice." I'd had paranormal experiences before, but I didn't think this was one. I just said, "She must be going crazy." We started hanging out again when she gasped and said, "There it is again. You don't hear that? I hear a woman singing." I must have given her a disbelieving look because she got upset and pulled the plug on the bath and got out and was drying off. I was just waiting for my wife to cool down a little since she was mad at me before I would go and talk to her some more. But that's when I heard it too. I heard a man and a woman singing together. I figured there was a logical explanation, that maybe one of the rooms next to us was occupied and they were listening to the radio. I left the room and went into the hall, pretending to just get some refreshments from the fridge they have for guests. Put my ear next to all the adjoining rooms and heard nothing. I decided it would make my wife happy if I told her what I heard, so I told her. To which she replied, "See, I'm not crazy." The rest of the night went well, and we ended up hunkering down in bed watching the snowfall while we watched some Adam Sandler movie on DVD. I guess we both fell asleep. I woke up with the TV still on. It was playing the DVD menu on repeat. It annoyed me enough for me to get up to turn off the DVD player and shut the cupboard door to hide the TV screen. I tried hard to avoid making the floor squeak. I tried not to wake up my wife and laid back down in bed next to her. That's when I heard the floor squeaking, like someone was walking on it. I thought maybe somehow my wife had already gotten out of bed to use the bathroom and I didn't notice. But it took me just another moment to realize she was asleep next to me. Panicked, I looked up. I saw nothing. But I heard a woman's voice say, rather politely, in an Irish accent, "Hello, I believe you are in my room." I got goosebumps, and I lost my desire to go back to sleep. I must have laid there for a couple of hours, too scared to open my eyes and see someone. Eventually, the sun came up and started melting the snow that had fallen. We went downstairs for our breakfast in the dining room, where we warmed up next to a fire and looked out the window to the city street below. While we ate, I told my wife I had heard the woman's voice again, and she wasn't surprised. We talked about how our first time we stayed in this room, nothing weird happened, but we also were on our honeymoon and were probably a little distracted. We went back to our room, grabbed our bags. As we checked out, I asked the host if he knows any ghost stories about the property. I didn't tell him what had happened, to which he let me know that some of the guests mentioned that they run into a woman with an Irish accent. Sometimes they see her, sometimes they just hear her, but they believe she is one of the original inhabitants of the home. I asked if there were any other couples staying on our floor, to which he said no. One of the couples was staying in the cottage in the courtyard outside, and the other couple was all the way on the fourth floor, two stories above us. I don't think I heard that couple singing from two floors away. We'll be coming back. It's an amazing place, but I do wonder if we're running to her again.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.